This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jameis Winston, very animated in his comments. Very strong in his comments. I want to play those here for everybody. It's undecided, I believe. Will it be DTR because of the finger? We don't know. But here is Jameis Winston after the game about a certain group of fans cheering after Deshaun Watson got hurt.
I'm grateful that I had a chance to serve Deshaun, but I am very upset with the reaction to a man that has had the world against him for the past 4 years, and he put his body and life on the line for this city every single day, regardless of your perception, regardless of what you thought should happen with him. He committed every single day that I've been here to be the best that he can be for this team. I will never pull on a man when he's down, but I will be the person to lift him up. And that, all of us have unique experiences. All of us have circumstances, conditions, and facts that we face every single day. And I pride myself in being a man of increase and being a man that wants the best out of everybody. I tell myself every morning, what I want for myself, I want for everyone. And I do not want the treatment that Deshaun Watson has received from these passionate fans.
As Jameis Winston, your thoughts on Jameis Winston? I mean, I have thoughts on it. You want to take the floor there first?
I thought he got lost halfway in between there. I think he forgot what he was talking about, but he got back on track at the end. And I think all these guys, to a man, they are having a lot of difficulty with this for so many reasons. First of all, they see their mentions. These guys live on social media. They see their mentions from fans going the way that the fans talk about Deshaun Watson. And they see Deshaun Watson. They are around Deshaun Watson. So what Jameis is saying is we see a different guy. And so we don't understand the vilifying of this guy. And teammates take up for each other. They do. Now, we know, you and I both know, not everybody is on the same page in that locker room with Deshaun. There are people that may have been disgusted by a lot of the allegations, but they're teammates and they're getting paid a lot of money to be good teammates and to make sure that the thing that matters the most is winning. So unfortunately they're not winning, so that complicates things in a lot of ways. But I totally understand Jameis coming in like he did this year, seeing what he believes to be a guy working his butt off to try to turn things around. And so he'll never understand why fans would sit there and boo or cheer or whatever they were doing. Do we get the record straight? Were they booing or were they cheering?
The cheers.
They were cheering?
They just take it as a boo.
Because I heard other people saying they were booing.
No, there were cheers that
because they booed him before the game. We know that.
They certainly booed him before the game. And again, they booed him during the game because
That's what they've done almost every home game.
I don't know if we're actually going to talk about the game itself, obviously, with everything else that went on. But, I mean, they were behind the sticks the entire time. Jed Wills was terrible. Just absolutely terrible. But I can do that another day, and I can do that any day that ends in Y, because he's been terrible for the entire year. But when I go back to this, like, there are guys, you know this and I know this, there are guys in that locker room who did not want him starting on Sunday. They were moving on.
100% true.
100% true. You know it, and I know it. There are guys who wear that uniform, names that people know that they wear their jerseys, and they did not want him starting on Sunday. And they still see it differently, though. You can say, I don't want this guy playing, or I might not even like that guy. There is a clear line that's drawn, because every time they go out there, it could be their last play. We talk about it all the time. The privilege of playing the game of football and how it can be taken away from you like that. They see themselves there. That's where they draw the line. They cannot like a guy personally and still draw a line like that. That does not surprise me at all. That does not surprise me at all. And it also, at the heightened moment of sensitivity there, when something like that goes down, again, I'll stand pat and I will say it until the cows come home. I'm in that stadium. How many does it hold now? 66? 66,000 There were definitely some people who were cheering. I ain't going to deny that. I told you, eyewitness account, the goofball 10 rows in front of us, who was whooping it up. And when that went down, I think there was a Bronx like, oh, here we go again. Because there were plenty of people who called us up and said, oh, there's going to be an injury. There's going to be a quote-unquote injury coming up. And so when he goes down, some people like felt it was like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Then they saw the screen. When they saw the screen and they realized how serious it was, then I think the tenor changed. And I'll say that until the cows come home, until I die. But yeah, you're in that moment. It's an emotionally charged moment. This guy goes down. You look up and you find the guy who's excited about this. The idiot who's excited about this. And it's going to bother you. And there was certainly more than one idiot and 66,000 people. Well, certainly there.
No. Not to challenge you there, whatever, but excited. Yes, a lot of people are excited to move on from Watson.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They didn't want an injury necessarily, but there were a lot. I'll say a majority of the fans in that building, I think they were excited to move on from Deshaun Watson.
I don't think that there were some people who were sitting there thinking, I don't think 66,000 people were saying, oh ye, but a prince and great man has gone down this day. Mm-hmm. No, there was definitely, but they understand that there's a proper respect to not act like a goofball in front of public and understand that there's something there where you wouldn't want that happening to you. You wouldn't want that happening to people you know, and you wouldn't want that happening to other Browns players, and you really don't even condone this. So you can understand and go, hey, this is over now, and there's some part of you that, man, when they showed him getting carted off the field, there is a part of you that feels bad in a way. But my God, you're going to have the proper respect for the moment of what happened.
I mean, there is a certain kind of contract that is established between the fans and the players that we come out there on Sundays each and every week. We understand, we are grateful that you are putting it on the line the way you are, and that unfortunately almost, it seems like 100% of the games, somebody will leave the field with an injury that is going to impact their career. And that's part of the contract that I think goes down before each and every game. And so there's supposed to be a respect there, no matter who it is, even if it's a Steelers player, right? If you're playing the Steelers and a guy gets carted off, what does everybody do afterwards?
They cheer. They give the clap.
And both teams come out. In fact, it was Nick Chubb just talked about this. He had Steelers players who were hovering over him, praying for him last year. So there's supposed to be that understanding between all parties involved. And then it feels like for some people that was broken yesterday.
216-474-0092. John and Parma, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was at the game yesterday, and I was totally appalled and disgusted by the reaction. And I'm not even going to call them fans, the ones that were cheering Deshaun getting hurt. I went to my first game in 1978. I took my son to his first game when he was four, and I beat into his head, you don't boo your own team. We stay until the very end, whether we're winning by 100 or losing by 100. And that reaction yesterday from the fans was just totally uncalled for. And again, I can't even call them fans because you just don't treat your home team like that or anybody. I mean, I was involved in sports my whole life. And yes, you want to win. But like you guys said, there's a certain amount of respect that you have for the players that are out there laying it on the line.
I'll tell you this, John, and thank you very much for the call. Like, I have been steadfast, and I'll continue. If the play on the field's poor, they're professional athletes. If you want to boo, you go ahead and boo. Miles Garrett himself said the same thing, and he's one of the players that are out there on the field. I think that most sensible folks do draw a line to injury there. They do draw a line to injury. Most sensible people do. I would say all sensible people do, because it's not sensible to act like that. Josh in Ravenna, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, man, I was, pardon my voice, I was at the game yesterday and had my 9-year-old with me. It was his first game. I'm thinking, all right, Battle of Ohio, Nick Chubb's coming back. We might actually win this game. And we're fired up for the game. We're watching the game. It's not going our way. You know, we're in 133, seats 1 and 2, row 24. And, man, when Watson got hurt, I was so surprised to see all the people cheering. It was like, man, where is humanity at? I'm not a Watson fan, never have been.
There were a lot of people cheering in your section?
Oh, my God, it was terrible, man. And, I mean, I look at my kid, and he's looking around, and I had to explain to him that, hey, we do not cheer when somebody gets hurt. We may not like this guy, but we're not going to sit here and cheer for somebody to get hurt. That's their life. That's their livelihood. Okay, he's got $200-something million. Ain't my money. It's Haslam's money. This is what happens when guys that don't know football get to throw their money around. They give it to guys that they think have talent, that had talent at one time, but they had a couple years out of football. And when you sit out of a game that is that fast on a consistent basis, your mind's not going to just stay wrapped around like, okay, you know, I got to get the ball off in 2 seconds. Everything's not Watson's fault that's happened this year. The line's not blocking. Like you said, Willis, he was terrible yesterday. But, I mean, if you look at, like, Manning, how long did it take him to get rid of the ball? Maybe 2.5 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got Watson just sitting there holding the ball. And I'm doing 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi. You know, and my kid, I'm like, watch the receiver, see who's get to open. Because we're a football family. I'm a coach, and he's my little player, you know. And it's just like, it was just terrible, man. The whole scene was horrible. Like I said, I don't like Deshaun Watson, and I wish him the best, man. I hope he heals up. And hopefully this is it for him in Cleveland. He'll go somewhere else. Maybe resurrect his career like everybody else does.
Josh, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092.